Progress test. Files 1 to 5. Listening 1.
Next, I'm delighted to welcome to the studio Maxim Fillmore, lead violinist with the Yelton Symphony Orchestra. I saw your mixed program of Mahler concertos last week. It was magnificent.
Thank you.
Have you been rehearsing the pieces for very long?
Not really. I think that's one of the main differences between professional orchestras and amateurs. Amateurs or students are able to prepare for a concert for several months. On the other hand, professionals might have one or two programs to prepare each week.
That's interesting. So you have less rehearsal time than non-professionals?
Oh no, we rehearse a great deal. But what we play changes more regularly. And of course, we practice for many hours every day too. The life of a professional musician is very similar to that of a mountain climber. We work very hard, and there are many struggles, but we have moments of huge success and beauty at the top of the mountain.
And like a mountaineer, you have to be physically fit.
Absolutely. Some performances are very physically demanding. And remember, sometimes we have to be at our best for an evening performance and sometimes for a daytime performance. So we also have to be extremely organized. We need to practice at the right time, eat and sleep at the right time, travel at the right time. You have to give 100%.
There is, perhaps, a stereotype of the classical musician, full of emotion, very focused, and perhaps quite poor. Do you think that's true?
Ah, yes, the struggling musician. No, I don't think that's true in the 21st century. There are many different opportunities for classical musicians, teaching, classical performance, pop music. And generally speaking, orchestras work hard to employ a wide range of people. So, to give you an example, all professional orchestras have used blind auditions for over 40 years now.
So, when someone auditions to join the orchestra, the judges hear the audition music, but they can't see the musicians.
Exactly. Each applicant plays behind a barrier, like a little wall in the room. He or she even removes their shoes so the judges can't tell from the sound of their walk if they're male or female. Back in the 1980s, when this system was introduced, there was certainly some gender bias in orchestras. Since the introduction of blind auditions, the system is equal for everyone, or at least it should be.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the judges can't tell what you look like anymore, but they can, of course, hear the sound you make. And one way to make yourself sound better is to buy an expensive violin, or cello, or flute. The best instruments really do make a better sound. So, some people can afford to influence the audition process in that way.
Perhaps, in the future, all candidates will play the same instrument for auditions.
I think that's a wonderful idea.